اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. This is Habibullah Fasihzada with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, can you say hello to our sisters and brothers?
Hello.
Salam
alaikum.
Salam. Salam.
How are you? Are you good?
And on behalf of them, I say alaikum assalam. Okay, inshallah. So our sisters and brothers, thank you so much for being with us, having this kind of classes. I mean, level one, and now we are, alhamdulillah, in level two. So in our previous sessions, we were talking about what? About silent letters, right?
Yeah.
So silent letters were so silent. During reading the words of the Quran and Kareem, they were so silent. I mean, they are written, but when Mahdi looks at them, Mahdi wants to read them. But they say, please, please, no reading. Just go, skip me, okay?
Yeah, don't I'm tired, read don't read me.
Yeah, he is tired. So Mahdi tries to read them, but they deny it, okay? Please do not read me. So they were silent letters. And there were many cases for the silent letters that alhamdulillah we talked about some of them. Now as well, we will go and continue them inshallah. And some more cases are left that we will talk about them, okay? Silent letters were those four letters, yes?
Yes.
Waw, Alif, Lam, Ya, which we made the word Wali.
Wali.
Yes?
Yes.
Wali. So these four letters are most of the times
silent.
Silent. So these silent letters, Wali letters, remember that Alif and Lam, sometimes they are silent. So once we have the silent letters which are always silent, okay? And we have the silent letters which are not always silent letters. Sometimes they are silent letters. Yes? So about Alif Lam we talked a lot in Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata session, right?
Yes.
That Alif, the Hamzatul Wasl of Alif and Lam. That Alif or Hamza is Hamzatul Wasl, yes?
Yes.
So yeah. Sometimes it can be skipped, sometimes. For example, when you start from the word having this Hamza, this Alif Lam, so the Alif or the Hamza, yes Mahdi, it's not skipped, you read it. But when you join this word with the other word, so the Alif or the Hamza to Was will be joined, yes?
Yes.
Will be skipped. And then the Lam as well, when the Lam is followed by a Shamsi letter or Moon letter, the Lam will be skipped, yes? So in that case, it becomes a silent letter. Okay, Muhammad Yahya? That was easy. We learned it.
Yes.
Yes, Hadi?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Then if the lam is followed by a moon letter or qamari letter, it's not skipped. So in that case, it's not silent letter.
Yes.
Yes.
If it is followed by a sun letter, maybe I made a mistake there. A sun letter, so it is skipped. Yeah? For example, we say Ash-Shams, Il-Lam.
Yes.
Skip silent letter. Not always. Okay, silent letters. That alif and lam. The lam is not always silent letter. But if it is followed by a shamsi letter or sun letter, it is always silent. If it is followed by a qamari letter or moon letter, it's not always silent. Yes?
Yes.
You got it? So yes. It is pronounced with a sukoon. But the hamzatul wasl, it has two cases. If you read the word starting with hamzatul wasl is not silent. But if you start from another word, a previous word, and you join those two words, the previous word with the word having hamzatul wasl, in this case, hamzatul wasl is skipped, it becomes a silent letter.
Like
al-Qur'an. Al-Qur'an. The lam is not silent, al-Qur'an, but alif or hamzatul wasl is skipped, it's silent. Yes, yes Mahdi? MashaAllah.
Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an.
So, that was alif and lam that we had to talk like later, but we reminded it once, okay? We had studied it once in Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata' session. So I just briefly reviewed them. So, the silent letters we had when Waw, Alif, and Ya, they become, or they are used as the base for the Hamza, right? So when Ya, Waw, Alif, they are used as the base for Hamza. You know Hamza, yes?
Yeah.
The letter Hamza produces an A sound. It is the counterpart of the letter A in English. Yeah? So Hamza looks like the head of Ayn, yes?
Hmm.
So this Hamza has two cases. Either it is used alone, either it's used alone. It just comes, okay, there, like the other letters. The second case, Muhammad Yahya, we talked about, it comes on the top of Alif. Yeah, it's so naughty. On the top of Waw, on the top of Ya, or down the Ya, or down the Alif. So in this case, that Alif, Waw, Ya, becomes silent.
Yes.
We talked about them, yes? So you just read the Hamza. You don't read A'u or A'i. The Hamza and the Yod the same time, the Aleph and the Hamza the same time, Waw and Hamza at the same time. No, only Hamza. Remember this, okay?
Like Fabi Ayya.
Yeah, Ayya Allah. That is Aleph.
But we read it.
On the top of Aleph, there is a Hamza.
خلق الإنسان.
خلق الإنسان. So that was about the first case.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي.
Second case was when waw or ya is pronounced or changed to alif maddi. Yes? Like the word zakat, salat, yes?
Zakat.
Najawat. Like these words, for example.
Zakawat.
On the top of waw, there is a dagger alif. So when you see a dagger alif on the top of waw or on the top of ya, so remember that is not ya.
Yeah.
That must be pronounced as
Like Yahya.
Yahya. Yeah. Ya Yahya, khudhi al-kitaba bi-quwwa. Yeah? Wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya.
Ya Yahya, khudhi al-kitaba bi-quwwatin wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya.
So, this Yahya, Ya, the last part. So there is a dagger left on the top of Ya. And remember one more thing. When you want to say the letter Ya, if it is pronounced as Ya, It has two dots. But if it's pronounced as Alif Maddi, you don't see any dots.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is the sign.
Like.
That helps you, yes, Hadi?
Yes.
So. Alhamdulillah. That was the second case. The third case was when it is, the Alif, yes? The Alif of the plural form of the verb. Yes?
Yes.
Dhahaba, yes. For example, dhahaba, dhahabu, there is one Alif, yes? We said this alif is used for decorations like this thing, yes? Like Mahdi sometimes, how to say, fashion himself. And so this alif is sometimes as well used, okay? To fashion that plural form of the verb.
Like,
yes, Yahya?
Yes.
Okay. So that was three cases that we talked. Now the fourth case. The fourth case is our today's topic. Yes, Minhal Hussain?
Yeah.
So the fourth case is, remember Hadi, there are six words. How many words?
Six.
Words are there in the Quran that they have alif and maddi. I mean, we have to produce an oo sound with them. Stretch the sound. So Minhal Hussain, remember that there are six words in the Quran, okay? Having waw and maddi. What was waw and maddi, Mahdi? Do you remember? Waw Maddi was?
Like you have to make
sound
of waw,
like,
stretch.
Yeah, like
yeah, you have
wa...
to stretch it.
Ah, we have to stretch the sound. Wah, was it wah? That was Alif Maddi. Wah, ah sound.
Ah, yeah.
Ah is Alif Maddi. E is Yai Maddi.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh my God.
Wah.
Wah.
They all have different sounds.
Well, ooh. So how did you know that this is waw maddi?
So waw opposite a darker alif or before it the word that has waw, yeah, dhamma. Yeah, dhamma.
So there is a dhamma followed by a waw.
Yes.
But is the waw? The waw should be sakin then. So a dhamma, after dhamma there is a waw.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
not
sakin.
Harakat ana.
So in this case we have the dhamma produces the sound o. There is a waw. This waw comes and says stretch the sound. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The same case goes with Alif Maddi, Yai Maddi, Kasra followed by Yai Sakin.
So, like, how do we know if it's like how do we know if the letter is actually like not pronounced? Like, is there a little sign on it?
Oh, yeah. Look, we are saying that we're talking about these cases. You gotta remember then. So, can you remember? Yeah. The moon letters, sun letters, you remember them, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
And also, I said, the bases for Hamza, waw, alif, ya, sometimes become the base for the Hamza. So in this case, you should remember this, okay? Memorize this. Remember that?
Yes, remember.
You got to pronounce the Hamza, not alif, waw, or ya. This is one way to remember them, okay? Okay, Mahdi? So you got to remember the rule, what the rule says. Second way, inshallah, we will say, there is also a sign, yes.
So can I say
it tells you.
It's a circle.
There is a sign.
It's like a little circle.
Sign.
It's a little circle.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
No, sir. Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Sir, but in this Quran, like, it's not the wow. It's the second things become blue.
So it helps you.
Yeah, and
some
in
of
this
the Qurans,
Quran,
yeah.
It's like gray, you know.
Some of the Qurans, I think they are. The Tajweed rules. The reading and fluency rules are written there, okay? It means they have this one. That's good, okay? For the students who are like...
Sir.
There's like Alif is sakin and it have a...
I will tell you. Yeah, sir. That is the sign. There are two types of that circle, okay? Two types of circle.
Yeah, but so this, like the letters that don't be read sometimes, like Wali, yeah, like all of them are here. There's no other letter. They're all in gray. Like the
Wali. Oh, yeah. There is a sign. Great. In some Quran, the letters which are not pronounced, which are silent letters, they are.
Like they're in colors.
Colored in blue, in gray, yes?
Like this Quran. So,
yeah. Yes. For me, also, sometimes blue, me, like any color, sometimes
yeah.
It's colored.
Yeah, Osman Taha, so the ones which are, published only with black color, so they don't have this. But you can still identify them by looking at different signs. like sukun signs. Circles, are they okay? But different circles. Yeah. Then we will come to them, okay?
One is like zero and one is like...
Yeah. We'll take a break after reciting the salawat and giving thanks to IRN English Radio for this kind of Quranic sessions. In behalf of everyone, and maybe our brothers and sisters, they really think IRB English Radio in cooperation with several international schools network who hold this kind of sessions. May Allah, inshallah, Allah Almighty reward them the reward of Jannah. Let's recite a salawat, inshallah we will be back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان